This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. Hello again. This is Reverend Joseph E. Caesar, as you have heard. And today I'm going to be bringing you the good news of salvation on BBS Radio, as usual. Today's topic will be taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18. Chapter 1, verse 18. And my message would be coined as what you call authoritative ultimatum. This is going to be the authoritative ultimatum. So let me begin here. The chapter says, the verse says, "Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." How is the faithful city become an harlot? How? How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged into it, and now murderers, and now murderers. Thy silver is become dross, worthless. Thy wine mixed with water. Thy princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore said the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies, and I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross, thy nastiness, and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city of Zion. shall be redeemed with judgment, and their converts with righteousness, and the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which ye have desired, and ye shall be confounded for the gardens that we have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And the strong shall be as stout, and the maker of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together. None shall quench them. None shall quench them. Here it is saying, the text is saying, the authorized version suggested the thought of a discussion between two equals. The Hebrew implies rather the tone of one who gives an authoritative ultimatum, as from a judge to the accused, who had no defense or only a sham defense to offer. So let us sum up the headings or the pleadings that ultimatum is one of grace and mercy. Repent and be forgiven. But what the text is also saying is, we have something to settle here. We must settle this thing here. We have to settle it. Come now and let us settle this thing. Let us reason this thing out. Even though you have been walking afar off, even though you didn't do the things that I wanted you to do and you did your own things, even though you sin, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, and though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now. Come. If ye are willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel against my calling, my beckoning, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We must settle this affair. Come, let us get together and do this thing. Though your sin be as scarlet, the two colored probably correspond to those now designed by the English word. In 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 24, to the prophet's eye, that dark crimson was as the stain of blood. What Jehovah promises, that the gifted of the past deep dye in grain as it might be, should be discharged and leave the character with the restored purity. Men might dye their souls of this or that, but to bleach them with this work of God, He alone could transfigure. He alone could transfigure them, that they should be white as snow. Come now, the text says, in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 3, complain that the redemption of the thoughts were the aided paradox, that it was really to the blood of the Lamb that was to bleach and cleanse. In Revelation 3, 4, 5, 6, and 14, it's the same thing. Come now, and let us reason together, said the Lord. Come. The Lord is calling you. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations. Yes, he shall judge among the nations. God is not playing. God is not playing. When the Lord say he shall judge among the nations, no man would be excused. And he shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. Neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and as truth says, like the Philistines, and they please themselves and the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man soweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore, forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of His Majesty. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Yeah, all the pompousness of man who walk in proud with their chest in the air. I am He. I have this and I have that. Look what I have. Your days are coming. For the day of the Lord is of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. Yes. Humble yourself. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of a vengeful God. And upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon the high mountains, and upon all the high and the lofty ones. The high one who are lifted up, it is very, very, very dangerous thing to fall into the hands of a fearful God. He is not making joke. And upon every tower, and upon every fence wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the pleasant pictures, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down. Again, the chapter says, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted. And in that day, and the eyes of idols, he shall utterly abolish, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and for the glory of His Majesty. When He ariseth to shake terribly the earth, in that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the hole, to the moles, and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged, for fear of the Lord and for the glory of His Majesty. When He ariseth to shake terribly the earth, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostril. For wherein is he to be accounted? For where is he to be accounted for? Learn to do well, seek judgment, believe and relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, the Lord is saying. We have to fix this problem you have with me. Come now and let us reason. Let us sit down as man to man. Let us do this thing in the name of Jesus. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, though they are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, no matter how sinful you are, they shall be as wool. The only sin that you guys will not get forgiveness for is sinning against the Holy Ghost. Is deny to be a child of God is to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you refuse, that sin would stay with you until eternity. That is not going to be forgiven because God will not cross that. You would not cross his son. If he be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Young men, young ladies, but if he refuse and rebel, he shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There would be no escape. There will be no escape. So the chapter is really clear enough. It says the authorized version suggests the thought of a discussion between two equals. And the Hebrew implies that the tone of one who gives an authoritative ultimatum, as from a judge to the accused, who had no defense or only a sham defense to offer. So you see, so the word is saying, let us sum up the pleadings. That ultimatum is one of grace and mercy. Repent and get your forgiveness. Repent and get your forgiveness. For your sins be as scarlet, the two colors be red, even though how stained they could be. How stained it would be. It would be clean. It would be so clean. It would be cleaner than any detergent. And there is no detergent can take away, can clean your sins. None. And so the prophet Samuel, that dark crimson was as the stain of blood. What Jehovah promises, that the guilt of the past, deep dyed, ingrained as it might be, should be discharged and leave the character with a restored purity. Man might die their souls of this or that, but to bleach them with the work of God, he alone could do that. He alone, only God alone, can cleanse that. He can transfigure that. And you know, them that should be white as snow. The book of Mark 9:3 says, compare the reproduction of the thought with the added paradox that it was the cause of sin. And that was the cause of blood. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in the Lord is standing and waiting for you, even though you have been walking afar off, even though you have fell down, even though you think that your sin may not be forgiven. Come, get up and come. Come and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that you will be able to meet him in the cloud. Come, come, come. It is plain and clear. Come, come and meet the Lord. I beg you, in the name of Jesus, come. Christ, come now. and let us reason together. Come, let us sit down. I ain't gonna hurt you. I love you. I am merciful. I am the Lord thy God. Come now and let us reason this problem. I'm giving you the chance. And I am giving you who are listening the chance to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Even though you think that you're not worthy, Christ died for us 2,000 years ago. He bore our sins and shame on Calvary's cross. He took them away. And you have, and he will not trade back into your face once and for all. He's given you that chance to say, I am here. Be merciful. I am merciful unto you. Come now and let us reason this situation in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word this evening. Thank you for being your mouthpiece, your conduit. Thank you, Lord, that you have used me to send forth your word. And I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for those who have not known you as Lord and Savior, if they have been listening, if they have heard this, may their heart be changed through the work of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. That is my prayer. Jesus is Lord. God bless you and continue to bless you and have a blessed week. Amen.